Hi, good morning.
Go.
Lyrics. Anyway, it is 6:37. Let's get right to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Jeez, good Lord. You went into that hot. Well, Perry Farrell is staying busy while he's off of the road, and he's found a couple of interesting people to work with this summer. The Jane's Addiction singer told Spin magazine that, quote, he's chomping at the bit to perform, but in the meantime, I'm writing a song right now with Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters and other members. Farrell adds that he's already thinking of what could be done for Lollapalooza next year after the success of the online edition this month. He said, quote, the pandemic is not going to stop me from thinking and conceiving of new ways to do it, like what we did with the virtual Lollapalooza. So I'm going to take that and evolve that concept. Let's say this time next year, everyone's good to go out, but some are reluctant, so we can scale it. Instead of Lollapalooza for $120,000, we do it in selected areas or gardens with social distancing. We can do it all around the city. Hey, man, that could be a pretty cool party, too. So he's thinking. I got to meet Perry Farrell in Vegas. A very interesting guy. He's very interesting mind in him. And again, like you and I have talked about, honestly, we've talked about the last week or so. These musicians, I think they think with a different part of their brain. That left brain, right brain, that creative side of the brain, and very eccentric, very theatrical in that sense. Super nice guy.
It's got to be a weird flow that gets into your brain once you get to this status. You know, and a lot of these famous guys have it.
Yeah.
It's wild. Pretty wild. I got a question for you real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know why this was in my brain right when you started the rock news. It's probably because you said he was sitting there writing. Have you ever written a song before?
Yeah, actually I have.
You have?
I have.
Wow.
I have.
I've not even thought about it.
I've written a couple. There's one that Kiki really likes. Well, if you'd let me play for you around the campfire, I can play it for you.
You know what? No, I ain't going around no damn campfire with you and your wooden guitar. That should be firewood. But, you know, I will let you record it, and you should play it here in the morning show.
Come on. See, it's one of those things, man. Like, it's
I
kind of do it for myself. Whenever I write anything, and I have a couple that I've, like, kind of started, and when I was younger, kind of in my college and, you know, early 20s, I wrote down more. But it's difficult, man. I give credit to songwriters out there, because matching a beat, hearing a song in your head, writing it down, there's a lot to it, man. And you can be...
What do you start? Like, because here's the thing with lyrics and songs. It's not like a lot of them is just like, to me, it's like a lot of randomness going. I mean, there's a direction, but like, where do the words come from? What do you start? Are you a poet? What's going on?
I'm a poet, and I didn't even know I was.
Song's gonna suck.
I can't speak for other musicians. I've talked to a lot of musicians throughout the years, and it's honestly it's kind of different for everyone. You hear some where the song was written in I just saw this the other day. The song "Dust on the Bottle." You know, might be a little dust on the bottle. He wrote that song in like 5 minutes. He's like, it just came to me. It just came to me at the kitchen table, and I wrote it in 5 minutes. And sometimes, it takes years.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. See, here's the thing. Like, I could see Vanilla Ice. All right, stop, collaborate, and listen. My name is Ice. Brand new invention. You know, I can get that. I got to rhyme every, it's like just basically a template. But some of these songs, it's just like that just came to you, huh?
Yeah. Well, like, here's a fun fact, like Crazy Train, right? You know, Ozzy, the classic one. He had the start of lyrics for it, and Randy Rhoads played the guitar like that. And he's like, and he literally said, that sounds like a crazy train. It sounds like a train. Boom, song was born right there.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think it all depends. It all depends, but.
It's crazy, man. Some of these staple songs that everybody knows.
Yep.
Like, there was one moment in time where somebody was like, yeah, Crazy Train.
Yeah. Well, and then you also have artists.
Billions of people hear it.
You got artists like George Strait, who I don't think have ever written their own song. I don't know why I'm doing so many country artists on a rock station, but but yeah, you do have prolific songwriters that are there writing major. Their job is just to write major hits, and they make a good living doing it. So,
wow.
There you go.
Ghostwriters.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. All right. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1997, Creed released their debut album, My Own Prison. And you know what? It's an awesome effing album. I don't care what anyone says. Creed is great, man. I'm not going to lie. I love
when that came out, yeah. I listened to that album over and over. Yeah. My sister got it. And she got it for like 2 days, and then I stole it. Where's my Creed CD?
Yeah.
I used to listen to that religiously. No pun intended.
For all the people that are like, Creed, Nickelback, shut up. You suck, all right? They're great. They're super talented guys, and they had some awesome albums that sold millions of copies. So.
McDonald's right open.
Creed Herb's head open. Under the light. Take me to this path.
You think he's just in his basement when he's making Scott in his basement?
Hold on, can you give me Coca-Cola? I hope so. And there's again, I've actually met Scott Stapp. I had a chance to chat with him in Vegas, and he's a super nice guy. He thought he recognized me. He's like, we've met before. And I'm like, no, this is the first time. He's like, you just got one of those faces. I was like, okay, thanks, Scott.
Hey, your name is Brock, isn't it? Yeah.
Come here and give me a hug with arms wide open. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history. We'll be back.